The good news according to John, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honour. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected, saying, "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." He didn't say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bags, he used to help himself to whatever was put into it. "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well, for on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel!" Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world is going after him."
We read from John's Gospel that the disciples at first did not understand what Jesus was doing. It was only later, after he rose from the dead, that they began to understand what this amazing day was really about. So today, let's come to this story humbly. Let's admit that we have more to learn, that we don't yet see Jesus really as he is. And may God speak to us today. I want to jump off from verse 15 in John chapter 12, where it quotes the prophet Zechariah, "Don't be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. Don't be afraid." These are, I am told, the most common commandment in the Bible, and perhaps the hardest to obey. I mean, when we're told not to commit adultery, or not to steal, or not to murder, most of us can do that. And even those of us who have done it in the past can make a resolution that we will stop. But don't be afraid. And yet here is God drawing close to us on this day and saying, you don't need to be afraid. Look at Jesus. Look at who he is. Now, just about everybody in this story today had reason to be afraid. Jesus did. He knew what was coming. The chief priests did, because their job depended on keeping the Roman governor sweet. And if Jesus keeps doing what he's doing, the chief priest's job is, well, finished. The Roman governor, who hasn't yet appeared in the story, but will soon, has reason to be afraid. When he hears about what has happened, he knows what he has to do. He has to suppress this. And suppressing an uprising is always a dangerous thing to do. And for us today, well, God knows our fears. And many of us over this last year have had to face many fears. Perhaps even today, as we are listening to this talk, there are things that we feel that we maybe should do, and we're scared of doing them. So today I want to point us back to Jesus. In John chapter 6, it tells us that when Jesus walked on the water, the disciples were terrified, but Jesus said to them, "It's me, don't be afraid." And on the night before he was crucified, he says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Incredible things to say, given what was going to happen in the next few hours. And today they may seem crazy to us, but these are the words. You don't need to be afraid. And God comes to us, and God puts his arm around us as Jesus came. And Jesus wanted to put his arm around the people of Jerusalem. It says, "Don't be afraid, daughter Zion." Now, I find this quite striking, because we often think about the people of God as being the sons of God. That's a common phrase in scripture, sometimes sons and daughters. But here the people of God are referred to as daughter. Well, after all, there is no male or female in Christ. We need to get beyond that way of thinking. But Jesus wants Jerusalem to know that God utterly loves that city. And he wants us to know today that he utterly loves us. We are his daughter, or if you prefer, we are his sons and daughters. Maybe today, though, just saying we are his daughter will connect to somebody today who might find we are his son difficult to connect to. So don't be afraid, daughter Zion, your king is coming. And John's gospel tells us all the way through that Jesus is king. And when Pilate puts the charge sheet above Jesus and writes the king of the Jews, some people protest and say, right, he said he was king of the Jews. And Pilate says, no, I've written what I've written. But from the very early days, even as Jesus is calling his first disciples, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Many people misunderstood what Jesus' kingship was about. At one point, he had to run away because the people were trying to force him to be the sort of king that they wanted. But here he is entering the city as king, and the crowds crying out, "Blessed is the King." Jesus says before the Roman governor, "My kingdom is not of this world." It's a kingdom that rules in this world, but it's a kingdom that comes from God. Don't be afraid of your king. Don't be afraid of Jesus today. We are to honor him. Yes, these people didn't understand what they were doing. They got a lot wrong. But what they understood was that Jesus has to be honored, as did Mary in the first part of our Bible reading today. She grabbed this opportunity to, in a lavish way, show her love and respect for Jesus. And Jesus says, yeah, you're not going to get much opportunity to do that. People who looked to do that after Jesus died, well, they found that the tomb was empty. Your king has come. And he says, live my ways. You'll always have the poor with you. You can help them anytime you like. Learn what it means to follow me and live by my commandments. So don't be afraid, daughter Zion. Your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. On a donkey. Just imagine that scene today. I mean, imagine that Jesus was arriving at our church service today, or arriving at your house if you're watching this from home. What do you imagine Jesus would arrive in? A luxury car, a limousine, a bus, a bike, a donkey? And it's talking about the peace that Jesus wants to give to us. He comes in peace to us. Peace I leave with you, he says. My peace I give you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Sisters and brothers, say yes to the peace of God today. Say yes to the God who comes to you in peace, to the God who comes saying you don't need to be afraid. Jesus says that he speaks to us so that we can have peace. Yes, we will have many troubles in this world. Goodness me, that's true. But Jesus has overcome the world and he brings peace. And it's not long now to Easter Sunday when Jesus will appear to his friends and he will say, peace be with you. Jesus has made this incredible declaration of peace. He loves you. He cares for you. He loves his people. He would call you his son or his daughter. Don't be afraid. I know people who are afraid of approaching God. They're afraid that God will judge them. They're afraid that God will send them to hell. Please don't be afraid. This king comes to you on a donkey. He comes to you not with a sword in his hand, not with any aim to hurt you, but to bring you into the love of God. It took the disciples a while to get it. It took the appearances of the risen Jesus saying, peace be with you, to get it. But today, say a big yes to him. Say that you are his son and you are his daughter. You are who he says you are.